things, see new faces and brand new things, gotta go places and do things.
Notice how your neighbors look with admiration as you drive out in your new Chrysler. And no wonder. Well, here's a young man who's mighty impressed.
Wow, another new Chrysler. That rear end looks just like a jet plane.
Really, it starts back in 1955 when Chrysler first brought out the 300. And at that time, the car really stood for sophistication, elegance, and performance as well, with the 300-horsepower engine. And we really wanted to retain that character and kind of bring that character back for the 2015 model year. We brought out the, I'll call it the modern 300 in 2005, which was a big hit, and we wanted to kind of bring some of that presence back. You know, when you see one coming down the street, you recognize it, you know exactly what it is, and it says something about the car.
It's just big.
Yeah, it's about 33% bigger than the exit vehicle. Part of what that is just that, again, that presence and taking a little more tasteful approach with the use of chrome. So even though it is large, it's a really elegant, beautiful, simple shape. And I think when you do something that's elegant and simple like that, you can afford to make it a little larger and, you know, to have a little more presence.
In the aesthetic simplicity, there's a genius in that. Mm-hmm.
The simple shapes should really be beautiful, and that should really be the focus. And then every other design element on the car should be a secondary reed that supports the basic overall simplicity of the form.
What's the statement that you're hearing back?
I think one of the big things is confidence. You know, I think a lot of our customers are hardworking Americans that, you know, want to get good value for their money. And we want a vehicle that stands out, that looks more expensive than it is. And we've actually talked about that a lot in the studio when we were designing this vehicle, is we do want vehicles that have a presence to them that say, I've arrived, and that stand out. And
is there idea work that goes on before you put pencil to or stylus to screen?
Yeah, we have a lot of team meetings to kick off some ideas. We talk about the car and what we want to do, and with the 300 in particular, we talked about the 55 Chrysler and also the 05 Chrysler. Find images in, you know, fashion design, architecture, product design, things outside of the automotive industry sometimes that inspire us, that might inspire a shape or a finish on the vehicle. Inspirations come from every direction.
And describe what it's like to see your art driving around on the road.
Well, that's one of the great parts of the design process. There's nothing like seeing it on the road driving. When you see them in motion and you see them in traffic and you see them, maybe somebody points to the car or says, "Hey, cool, that's the new 300." That's really a gratifying experience for sure.
Brandon Farote, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.